news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, you made it to Friday. Good news. Dr. Bill's got our update on our forecast on the way. Clouds still hanging out, but the rain has moved off and the cool weather moving in. More details coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, they've got an accident right for the Hardys there at Moffitt and 65. It's backing up traffic near the interstate, so be careful there. Also seeing delays off of Telegraph at Baybridge Road this morning, but no other wrecks. Nice ride so far coming in from the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. Market on the Square is back again tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning till noon in downtown Mobile. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. They'll have local artists on hand and musicians, too. Find out more at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Football in the South, tailgate season. And FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A two-week four-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company and a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1-in-5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Rolling on a Friday morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Also, you on the text line right now, popping 343-0106. Maybe we use this as a reminder to go get your pumpkins for carving your jack-o'-lanterns. Today, National Pumpkin Day. Like all right. I thought that was Halloween, but no, the 26th of October is National Pumpkin Day.
So tomorrow's National Gallagher Day.
Then. That's it's Watermelon Day. That would be.
Oh, that's right. I got confused with my bulbous, I guess, between the pumpkin and the watermelon. Got those confused.
There's no watermelon spice. There is pumpkin spice. So I guess today's the Pumpkin Spice Day as well, which I still have never had any pumpkin spice anything.
Congrats. You should keep that streak.
I'm the only one in the United States that hasn't, but I have never indulged in the pumpkin spice or really any other spice. 7:08, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The opioid epidemic has simply swept our nation, but this morning, there is help on the way as President Donald Trump has signed into law the Support for Patients and Communities Act, and here's how it works. The legislation is designed to help limit the supply of opioids and help develop a non-addictive painkiller, plus provide more treatment options for those with an addiction. While this legislation may have been signed on Wednesday in our nation's capital, here closer to home, Alta Point Health Systems, which helps more than 1,200 individuals receive treatment, they will benefit in a great way. According to their literature, Alta Point offers free medication-assisted treatment to qualifying patients. If you'd like more information, call 251-666-2569. A Montgomery man has been convicted in the death of 9-year-old twins and their caretaker. A Lowndes County jury convicted 22-year-old Deandra Lee on capital murder charges for the 2012 killings of 9-year-old twins Jordan and Taylor DeGiernet and their 73-year-old caretaker, Jack Mack Gertner. According to court records, Lee shot the victims while robbing the 73-year-old caretaker of his 1998 Mercedes-Benz, which was later found in a different county. The bodies were found on a remote road in Lowndes County. Lee was on the run for nearly 1 week before he was captured in a massive hunt, which included the U.S. Marshals and the Alabama Bureau of Investigations. Lee was found guilty on 6 capital murder charges, 3 for the killings, 2 for killing victims under the age of 14, and an additional charge for committing the murder during a robbery. The penalty phase of Lee's trial is scheduled for next Monday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Orange Beach business owner is in the Baldwin County Jail facing a half a dozen theft charges. Investigators say 47-year-old Tammy Domingue owns Pleasure Island Properties, a company that rents out condos and beach homes. Investigators believe Domingue would inflate security deposits and other fees and pocket the excess. When it came time to refund those deposits, they say she would write bad checks to the customers. Orange Beach police started investigating in August. The dog that attacked two people in Mobile's Trinity Gardens area Tuesday has been euthanized. The attack happened at a home on Katy Street. We've learned the dog bit his two owners. The owners requested the dog be put down. The dog will be sent to a state lab for rabies testing. Pensacola Interstate Fair is expected to be back up and running today. Yesterday, organizers made the decision to close the fair because of bad weather. Thursday was supposed to be a special day at the fair. A dollar from every ticket sold was going to be used to help Hurricane Michael survivors. Despite that not happening, fair organizers say they'll still make a donation to Feeding the Gulf Coast. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Right, 7:14, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Another great night at Cottage Hill Package. Big one last night with their Cider Fest. And tonight, Cottage Hill Package has Red Clay Brewing, their Halloween party and costume contest. This happens starting at 6 o'clock. They'll have a cauldron full of beers to sample.
Ooh.
I get jokes. Way to go, man, boys. The 53 Kolsch Style Ale, their Halftime Hefeweizen, their Southern Renegade Extra Special Bitter, their Southern Bumpkin Sweet Potato Brown Ale, maybe some other surprises. So come on out, dressed in your favorite costume. Enjoy. I mean, maybe you can dress in as a beer for your favorite costume. As you're out there, too, come out and grab cigars as well from the gigantic humidor, maybe 2,000 different labels in there. And, of course, you can grab some Red Clay Brewing beer or, I don't know, another 1,000 or so different kinds of beer, spirits, and wine at Cottage Hill Package. And find them on Facebook, cottagehillpackage.com, or just check them out tonight. That is starting at 6 o'clock, Cottage Hill Package and Red Clay Brewing for tonight's event. It is tasting and Halloween costuming all at the same time. 7:15, time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Papa Murphy's and JP Services.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Okay, it's the final Friday in October, and even though football's off this weekend, there's still plenty of action on the Auburn Athletics calendar. Women's tennis hosts the Marlis Gruver Fall Invite this weekend. Here's Coach Lauren Spencer.
This time, instead of doing a team-type format, we're going to do individual flights, so which means there's different draws for each one. You'll have doubles and singles, and it'll start at 9 and probably be done by 3 every day.
So an early start today, and the invite runs through Sunday. Now this word from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
If you missed Tiger Talk last night, catch the archive on our TuneIn channel or AuburnTigers.com. Bruce Pearl talked about the upcoming season and the preseason ranking.
You know, where's our business school ranked? Where's the School of Engineering ranked? How about nursing? You know, how about the vet school? We've got some highly ranked schools, and so we do keep score at this level. So I'm proud of the fact that our men's basketball team is preseason, you know, ranked 11.
Exhibition game for Auburn Hoops 1 week from tonight. Go to AuburnTigers.com for info on all the events this weekend. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Hey, Tiger fans. For fun or business, JP Services will take care of any screen printing, embroidery, or promotional products needed for your next event. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com. Whether you're looking for specific promotional items or just browsing for ideas to motivate your staff, MyTailgateStoreOnline.com is your website. No order is too big or too small, and turnaround is quick. Personalized gifts are a great way to thank a customer. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com or call Jan at JP Services, 605-8573. That's 605-8573.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management. Fall is finally here, and so are the delicious fall flavors from Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Choose from pumpkin spice, candy corn, southern cinnamon pecan, carrot cake, German chocolate cake, and banana nut bread homemade ice cream. And making its first seasonal debut, sweet potato ice cream. Get some today. Can't decide? Try them all. Celebrate the season and treat yourself to your favorite fall flavor. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Street. 49
39 years and still dipping.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still working an accident there at Moffitt in front of the Hardee's. It's going to be backing up traffic on the interstate. Also got some debris in the roadway northbound 65 between Spring Hill and Moffitt Road. Be careful there. Also tree in the roadway still down there at Ziegler Boulevard and Galliard Drive. But no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas Alliance at Bellingrath Gardens and Home with new enhancements and music on the great lawn. It's open nightly 5 to 9 the day after Thanksgiving. Get details at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:21 FM Talk 106.5. Tomorrow, that National Drug Take-Back Day. Mm-hmm. And we've shared some of the information about what the MPD and Sheriff's Department's doing here in Mobile County. I know the same in Baldwin County. A lot of places to turn in those pills and get them off the streets.
And that's linked through on our website right now, fmtalk1065.com. Have a list in its entirety of where you can drop off prescription drugs.
Good deal. So check that out. That is on tomorrow. And actually, there are some locations like Mobile County Sheriff's Office where you can do it 24/7. But there's a bunch of places coming up tomorrow. You can check those out, like Dalton said, by linking through fmtalk1065.com. And if it's not prescription pills, you just got other junk in the house you got to get rid of, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, they won't take the prescription pills, but about everything else, they'll get rid of.
And don't take your junk to Walgreens either.
Yeah, so don't get those confused. So my man, Trey, and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK doing the stuff other than the pills, the law enforcement doing the pills. Listen, seriously, if you've got honeydew stacked up, you're going to try to get things straightened up by the holidays, got friends and family coming in, you had a guest room years ago that now is a big pile of junk, get it gone. If you've not looked at or used the stuff in a year, you know you don't need it. Maybe it's junk outside. Maybe you got a storage unit that's full. You want to get rid of that. Listen, you've got junk. You need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Nice thing, too, is you're going to give them a call or go online. Make that appointment time. It'll be on a specific time on a specific day. They'll show up. They'll quote you a price, and that's the price you pay, even if the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was. So if under the cardboard boxes you have metal I-beams, hey, it's on them. That's the price you pay. Check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK or 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, two suspected car burglars. They are targeting a historic district right here in Mobile for a specific type of vehicle, and authorities are needing your help to identify them. Convertibles and Jeeps are the preference for the pair seen on surveillance video in the Oakley District. Authorities say they chose those vehicles because of the soft top that allows them to gain entry very quickly because they can use a blade or some type of box cutter. The surveillance video obtained from multiple homes, from multiple neighborhoods. That's what investigators are using to piece together the movements of the two people involved. They want you to be on the lookout for a vehicle they're believed to be driving, a late model Mitsubishi Eclipse, possibly a 2019 model. If you have information, call Mobile Police 251-208-7211. If you love to watch aircraft land and appreciate the mechanics of planes and helicopters, you are in luck, as beginning today, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Regional Fly-Ins zooms into the Jack Edwards National Airport in Gulf Shores. City officials say they are expecting about 600 planes and helicopters. The airport will also be open to the public, and tours of military and civilian aircraft that will be offered as well. Visitors will have the chance to ride in biplanes and helicopters too. There will also be 70 exhibitors and seminars for pilots, and even better, one of the speakers featured will be astronaut Ken Cameron. The event is today and tomorrow. If you'd like more information, log on to gulfshoresal.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5, and new AP NORC poll sees Americans sharply divided. Just 2 weeks ago till the critical midterm elections, and an overwhelming majority of Americans say the United States is greatly divided. According to this poll, here it is. 8 in 10 Americans think the country is greatly divided about important values. Just 20% of Americans say they think the country will become less divided over the next few years, and 39% think things will get worse. A strong majority of Americans, 77%, say they are dissatisfied with the state of politics in our country. Who's the other 23%? The poll was conducted October 11th through 14th in the final sprint of the midterm elections. We've got, out of that polling as well, 59% of Americans disapprove of how President Trump is handling his job as president, 40% approve. Now, we saw a poll earlier, I guess it was last week, 47% approving of Trump, but now this one says 40% approval, 59% disapproval. I guess 1% don't know, you know, which way is east. How Americans view the president divides along partisan lines as well, according to the poll. 83% of Republicans approve of how the president is handling his job. 92% of Democrats and 61% of independents say they do not approve. According to the poll, nearly half of Americans say they aren't hearing enough from the campaigns about the issues that matter most to them. Count me in. 54% of Democrats and 44% of Republicans say they're hearing too little about key issues. Overall, top issues for Americans include health care, education, economic growth, Social Security, and crime, each of which was called very important by at least 75% of the respondents. 58% of Americans say they're dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country, compared with 25% who say they're satisfied. Americans are slightly more likely to be satisfied with the way things are going in their state or local community. Not always true. Majority of Americans also say they are dissatisfied with the gap between rich and poor, race relations, and environmental conditions, but there are partisan splits. 83% of Democrats are dissatisfied with the gap between wealthy and poor, compared to 43% of Republicans. On environmental conditions, 75% of Democrats and 32% of Republicans say they're dissatisfied, and 77% of Democrats say they're dissatisfied with race relations, and about 50% of Republicans say the same. Democrats and Republicans are also divided on how important they consider each of those issues to be. About 8 in 10 Democrats, but no more than a third of Republicans, call income inequality, environmental issues, or racism very important. The past year has seen the United States reckon with accusations of sexual misconduct that range from inappropriate comments to rape, with a slew of high-profile men forced to resign or be fired. Overall, 6 in 10 Americans said the issue of misconduct was important to them, but 73% of women said the issue was very important, compared to 51% of men. Democrats were more likely than Republicans to call sexual misconduct important, 79% to 39%. Also, according to the poll, 43% of Americans somewhat or strongly disapprove of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. That means 35% of Americans said they strongly or somewhat approve of the Kavanaugh confirmation. Overall, 59% of Americans said Supreme Court appointments are very important now, which is similar to the percentage who said that in 2016. But 2 years ago, Democrats and Republicans were more similar in how important they saw the nominations. Now there's a 20 percentage point gap. 73% of Democrats and 53% of Republicans say Supreme Court appointments are very important to them. So some stats out there on what many see all around them, a divided country.
Some of that polling that you mentioned early in that story, the political division in the United States, and yes, about the 23% that like the political division.
Right.
That has to be the politicians, right?
Yeah, or the consultants.
Or the consultants, because they're making money off of it while the rest of us just stew in anger at each other. And I think it's really important. And the people that said that they think that political division will get better in this country, I don't see how it get, I mean, I could see how it would get worse, but I would hope that, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, I would hope that we would come together a little bit more and find what we agree on rather than being so angry about what we disagree on. But it makes sense because people hold these values so tightly, the ones that we're always discussing that liberals and conservatives completely disagree on. But at this point, it's gotten insane.
Right, it has. And the problem is you go from having a situation where people disagree on some things and to then, instead of just saying, okay, well, I disagree on these issues with that person or that party, it becomes, I disagree with everything out of that party. You know, it's tribalist. It's like being a fan of a team. That's the situation we're in. I got to agree with those who say it's not getting better anytime soon. Coming up, we have some good news, though. McRib is back.
Oh, that is great news. That'll bring the country together.
That's right. Like with the fake rib bones made out of pork meat. That could bring anybody together. Plus, Dr. Bill Williams will join us. He has a weekend weather scale. Also, coming up, Football Friday with Phil Savage. Bunch more to go on this Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. I'm glad you're here.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People who live along one stretch of road in Mobile County are concerned after another deadly crash in the area. The crash happened on Sweetown Road in Theodore. Witnesses say 78-year-old Samuel Ray lost control of his pickup and hit a bridge.
My boyfriend seen him moving some and told him to be still.
State troopers say Ray wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He died at the scene. People who live in the area say they'd like to see more protective measures put in place along Sweetown Road. News 5 has learned a third electrical lineman has died after being hit by a car while helping restore power to residents in Chipley, Florida, following Hurricane Michael. The victims have been identified. One of them, 60-year-old James Usry, lived in the area. The other two victims, 52-year-old George Cecil and 22-year-old Ryan Barrett, were linemen helping out from North Carolina. Red tide has been detected on our stretch of the Gulf Coast. Officials with NOAA say in Santa Rosa County, medium and high concentrations were detected. Red tide happens when colonies of algae grow out of control while producing toxic and harmful effects on people, fish, and animals. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
The investigation into who sent potentially dangerous bomb devices to critics of President Trump is focused this morning on a postal facility in Apalachicola, Florida. But at the White House, President Trump spent the overnight hours tweeting that he's being unfairly blamed for the event, and it's all the fault of the mainstream media. Caitlin Collins reports his outreach has its limits.
No one who has been targeted has gotten a call from the president just checking in or updating them on the investigation. A senior White House official said right now there are no plans to do so.
Turkish President Erdogan says Saudi Arabia's chief prosecutor will arrive in Turkey Sunday as part of the investigation into the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Pentagon preparing 800 troops to deploy to the border with Mexico to help the Border Patrol deal with the caravan of migrants. Pre-market trading still shows significant losses across the boards on Wall Street, especially for the tech-heavy NASDAQ being dragged down by Amazon and Google parent Alphabet. The NASDAQ down 147 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rosa Kay with your money now. Wood products company Weyerhaeuser third quarter sales and profit were disappointing. Net income of $255 million or 34 cents a share were pressured by weather, trade policy, and temperamental markets. Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific Airways is the victim of the world's biggest airline data breach. The carrier says a hacker accessed personal information of 9.5 million customers. Passports, addresses, and emails were exposed. Workers at a Philadelphia area Goodwill store found historic treasure in the donation bin, framed pages from an original 1774 newspaper with the iconic Unite or Die snake design credited to Benjamin Franklin on the masthead. The pages include three items signed by John Hancock. It's worth as much as $16,000. Back in the green for 2018, while not recovering all of Wednesday's losses, the Dow and the S&P rebounded into positive territory. The Dow gained 414, S&P added 55. Futures are lower.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just finishing up the accident, Highway 43 near Barry Steam Plant. They've got the wreckers and it's off to the side of the road. Still Dolphin Street and Springdale Boulevard, House Ferry Road, and Cody Road North, and it's still slow off Moffitt and 65 from an earlier wreck. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival. They present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairground. Taste exotic cuisine and shop for special treasures at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So yesterday, a soaker. How much of a soaker?
Yeah, we had more than an inch and a half. I think it's 1.69 inches yesterday. And that brings us pretty close to 2 inches for the month. And, of course, this is normally the driest month of the year, so it's working out pretty good. That was our first significant rain that we had for the entire month. The storm system now that gave us the rain yesterday has come out of Texas, South Texas, and is now in southeast Alabama. And as a result, we still have some clouds around, but they should break up this morning, and it should become mostly sunny. I expect the temperature today to be around 72 degrees this afternoon. Dry air will be moving in as we go through the day, and then tonight we're going to cool down quite a bit. 48 for the low tonight. And then tomorrow, start the weekend, will be beautiful. Sunny skies for Saturday, about 72, and then sunny and near 80 degrees on Sunday. And even 80 degrees is pretty close to normal for this time of the year. And the good weather will continue Monday and Tuesday. Sunny and highs both days, about 82 degrees. And just a little bit of rain in the forecast for Wednesday, a slight chance, upper 70s. And then the best chance for rain for next week is going to be Thursday, in which temperature could be in the low 70s. So we've got some great weather for the weekend, and then Monday and Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
There is a disturbance about 1,000 miles northeast of the Leeward Islands. That puts it out in the central Atlantic. Conditions right there are favorable for some intensification. So, and this system is not a depression yet, but it looks like it will be. Moving more to the north, but then it's expected to turn more to the west. But it's way out in the Atlantic, and right now that's nothing to worry about.
I know this will come as shocking news to many in the national media that seem to have closed the book even last month on hurricane season, but we've got another month to go.
Sure do. November 30th is the official end of hurricane season, so it's very possible that we could see something in November. And we get that late in the season, the best chance is usually in the Western Caribbean and the Gulf.
All right, so right here in our backyard is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we got the weekend. Weekend is, it's starting now, I would say. You got the fair starting up. Both Pensacola and Mobile have a lot of outdoor activities, have football games going on as well. So the weekend, pretty important to folks, Dr. Bill. So that's why we hang a number on this thing with the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. And you have put this number somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures a little below normal Saturday, a little bit above normal on Sunday. Really some good situation for the weekend weather-wise. So I'm going to go with a 1.9710.
Whoa, man, now we're talking. Dr. Bill, that's the highest, I think, of the year so far.
Quite a while, and of course those temperatures at night will be comfortable, mainly in the 50s to near 60 degrees, so it looks good for the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you for that, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, man with the weekend weather scale and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams.
I love it.
Stuff. I was looking, Greater Gulf States Fair, it's got, entertainment-wise, what do you have? Because you were asking that earlier. Rhinestone Roper is this afternoon.
Oh.
You got that. Tomorrow you've got Josh Turner concert. But
I love Josh Turner.
You got that. That is starting at 7:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's that. By the way, the Midway hours today open at 4, and inside exhibits. Don't make fun. Nobody goes. No, some people go the inside exhibit. I go livestock. I don't go. It's like I don't like rides and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Himalayan if they bring it back. But
some of those rides are scary.
Yeah, I go check out the ag stuff, and then then I want to leave. And the kids are like, no, we are going to the rides. Uh-huh. I said, no, we are going to see cows.
And how much sugar do the kids eat when they go to the fair?
All of it.
All of it.
Pretty much all of it. Whatever I can't smack out of their hands, that's what they're consuming. And then the next weekend, you've got, who knew, but they're back. I mean, they were just down at the wharf a couple months ago, right? But the Back to the 90s tour.
Yeah.
With Coolio and Tone Loke, and they're all going to, that's going to be a November 2nd show.
Both of those nights, those are good date night shows to go to. Guys, if you're looking for a show to take your girl to out on a date, Josh Turner, she'll love it. I'll just say that much.
Very good. A nice tip. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Kelly's got her headlines next.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production? Costly rental units? Customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6948.
Hometown Talk with Mobile's hometown talker, Sean Sullivan.
Something must have gone wrong.
Holy nightmare.
And Midday Mobile.
Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say.
Weekdays at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
740 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about this weekend ahead. And I know we got to talk inventory, Larry.
Man, have we got inventory.
Let's talk about it. Wednesday, you were rolling out vehicle after vehicle to me.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, since Wednesday, we got in two four-wheel drive Toyota 4Runners, which is real popular. You know, they're great shape.
Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Like, save the. Let me get down there. Dang it. All right, so you got two of them in.
Two of them. And one of them spent most of his life behind a motorhome, so it is just like brand stinking new.
Oh, wow.
And they're both, one of them's under $6,000, the other one's under $8,000.
Okay, so I got to ask you this question. If I run down there this afternoon and make a deal, what about financing?
We can get you in and out in probably 30 minutes.
Wow. Okay. So the old days of going to secure financing, then come and see Larry and the gang, don't do that. I mean, because you told me the other day y'all were working with a bank in Washington State even.
Yes, that's a rare occasion, but it does happen. Most of it's up and down the East Coast, but we do have the rare occasion we can reach way out.
All right. So if they're going to race me out there to look at those 4Runners today, give them directions.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Pat.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 742, and let's check in for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from our nation's capital as President Donald Trump on Thursday tweeted, quote, "I am bringing out the military for this national emergency." And now we know Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign deployment orders, sending 800 or more troops to the border with Mexico to help Border Patrol authorities stop a caravan of migrants from Central America from moving through Mexico to into the U.S. That's according to three administration officials. The troops will not engage in lethal operations. Instead, they're expected to provide fencing, wall materials, and other technical support at several key points along the border where it is believed the migrants may try to cross. The troops will also provide tents and medical care for border authorities in those areas. The troops retain the right of self-defense, but Border Patrol officers will still be the ones physically stopping illegal migration. That's according to officials. Troops are expected to be in place by next week. News out of Mississippi this morning as a former healthcare employee admits to taking photos of underage patients. 31-year-old Travis McMurray pleaded guilty earlier this week in Gulfport, saying he felt like demons made him take pictures of the children ages 6 and 8 at the time. McMurray was an employee at Memorial Behavioral Health in 2016. The AP is reporting that police surveillance video showed McMurray entering the 6-year-old's bathroom while she was undressing. He confessed, and detectives found pictures on his phone of two other little girls identified also as patients. During the plea hearing, McMurray apologized to their families. He has been ordered to jail pending a December 3rd sentencing date, according to the Harrison County Circuit Judge Lisa Dodson. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Love is in the air. Carrot Patch Jewelers wants to help you start the rest of your life together with a diamond that captures her love. The friendly staff at Carrot Patch Jewelers, along with their beautiful selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, will help you make the passion last a lifetime. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design exactly what you want. Visit the Pine Brook Shopping Center or online carrotpatchmobile.com or on Facebook. The Carrot Patch, for all the little moments you cherish and the big ones too.
This information update brought to you by the all-new Ram. Introducing the 2019 Ram 1500. The strongest, most capable, most advanced, and most luxurious Ram 1500 ever. Ram. Built to serve.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Orange Beach business owner is in the Baldwin County Jail facing a half a dozen theft charges. Investigators say 47-year-old Tammy Domingue owns Pleasure Island Properties, a company that rents out condos and beach homes. Investigators believe Domingue would inflate security deposits and other fees and pocket the excess. When it came time to refund those deposits, they say she would write bad checks to the customers. Orange Beach police started investigating in August. The dog that attacked two people in Mobile's Trinity Gardens area Tuesday has been euthanized. The attack happened at a home on Katy Street. We've learned the dog bit his two owners. The owners requested the dog be put down. The dog will be sent to a state lab for rabies testing. Pensacola Interstate Fair is expected to be back up and running today. Yesterday, organizers made the decision to close the fair because of bad weather. Thursday was supposed to be a special day at the fair. A dollar from every ticket sold was going to be used to help Hurricane Michael survivors. Despite that not happening, fair organizers say they'll still make a donation to Feeding the Gulf Coast. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans beat the Miami Dolphins 42-23. Deshaun Watson completed 80% of his passes for 239 yards and a career-high 5 touchdowns. Here's Watson's fourth of the night, a 49-yarder to DeAndre Hopkins. This gave the Texans a 35-20 lead.
Couple of fake handoffs. Watson standing back there alone. And speaking of alone, there's Hopkins. Hopkins. Touchdown.
And here's the former Clemson Tigers quarterback speaking with the media after the game.
You know, whenever adversity hits, kind of grind through it because everything else is going to get better. So that's all we did, put our head down, grind, and kept believing.
The adversity he's speaking about there, the Texans began the season with 3 straight losses, but they've now won 5 in a row and lead the AFC South division. The Dolphins' record fell to an even 4-4. They've lost 2 straight without starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill and are 2 games behind New England for the AFC East lead. In college games on Thursday night, Georgia Tech crushed Virginia Tech 49-28 in an ACC matchup. Yellow Jackets backup quarterback Tobias Oliver ran for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns. And listen to this stat. Georgia Tech rushed for 465 yards with 0 yards passing. They ran the entire game.
Wow.
Yeah, serious. That is the quintessential Georgia Tech football game right there.
The rambling wreck,
and they were rambling all night long. Number 14-ranked West Virginia beat Baylor 58-14. The Mountaineers took a 41-0 lead into halftime after 4 touchdowns from quarterback Will Grier. West Virginia has a 6-1 overall record. They now sit second in the Big 12 standings behind Texas. And in a huge Sun Belt matchup, Georgia Southern beat number 25-ranked Appalachian State 34-14. Appalachian State was ranked in the top 25 for the first time in program history. The Eagles' Shai Wirtz rushed for 129 yards, including a 47-yard touchdown run, and Georgia Southern forced 5 turnovers to pull off the upset. Well, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, and Ole Miss may have byes this weekend, but there are some good SEC games on the schedule for tomorrow. Starting at 11 a.m., Arkansas hosts the Vanderbilt Commodores. Vanderbilt favored to win by 1.5 points. At 2:30, it's the biggest game in all of college football tomorrow, with number 7-ranked Georgia playing number 9-ranked Florida. This is in Jacksonville. It used to be called the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
That's right.
They've changed it now to the world's largest outdoor party.
Oh, well, that'll fix everything.
Took cocktail out of it, so I'm sure no one will be drinking in Jacksonville
that'll
tomorrow.
That'll fix it. They got it.
Bulldogs favored to win by 7 points. Then at 3 o'clock, the Missouri Tigers host the number 12-ranked Kentucky Wildcats. Missouri favored by 7. At 6 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts number 16-ranked Texas A&M. Bulldogs favored by 1.5. And to wrap it up in the SEC, at 6:30, the South Carolina Gamecocks host the Tennessee Vols. South Carolina favored by 8. There are two more top 25 matchups set for tomorrow. At 2:30, number 18-ranked Iowa plays at number 17 Penn State, the Nittany Lions 6.5-point favorites. And at 6 p.m., a Pac-12 matchup with number 14 Washington State playing at number 24 Stanford. Stanford is favored by 3. Don't forget, fill out your picks for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Sean may be out of the running, but the rest of us aren't. So you want to make sure you fill in those picks. No excuses tomorrow. When those games are played. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Dolphin Street and Springdale Boulevard and Howes Ferry and Cody Road. The only accidents we've got, the roadways now. Still got delays here at Moffitt and 65 from an earlier wreck. Backing up off of Airport, Spring Hill also if you're traveling from Dolphin at 65. But it's a nice ride across the Bayway to Causeway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
No political party owns Christian family values. I'm the third generation of my family to raise their right hand to God and swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, I've stood so that all in our country would have freedom. As a state prosecutor for Mobile County, I protected our community. And as a municipal court judge for the city of Mobile, I have ensured that the rule of law is followed in our city courts. Experience and integrity matter.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
752 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday morning. Comes up Football Friday on my to-do list. That means we talk to Phil Savage in just about 15 minutes. Right now, let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Going, going, gone. Tons of items are up for sale looking for a new home as the Mobile Police Department invites you to their annual unclaimed property auction. It's Saturday, October 27th at 8 a.m. in the back of police headquarters on 2460 Government Boulevard. Registration starts at 7 a.m. and you must present identification to register. Some of the items up for bid: phones, tablets, televisions, gardening equipment, lawn equipment, tools, ice chests, all types of electronics, and more. All items, though, are sold in as-is condition to the highest bidder, and all sales are final. Cash payments are the only forms of payment accepted. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band are coming back to the Wharf. They're performing April 23rd, 2019 in Orange Beach. The date is a part of the Son of a Sailor Tour, celebrating the 40th anniversary of a classic Buffett album. So tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. November 2nd with a limit of 8 tickets per customer. And they're being sold through Ticketmaster outlets. They range in fees from $38.75 to $127.50. But just for you, FM Talk 106.5, we are giving away free tickets. You need to listen, though, all morning long to Mobile Mornings for your winning details. Hard to believe, but we will soon say 'tis the season, right? So why not celebrate with some ice cream? Bluebell says they are hustling to get peppermint bark into stores. The flavor is described as a mint ice cream with dark chocolate and white chocolate chunks, as well as crushed peppermint candies. And expect to be able to scoop up even more seasonal flavors to be reintroduced in the coming weeks. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A two-week four-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. And a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1 in 5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of the Ultimate Tailgate Prize giveaway, yesterday, folks were coming in, getting registered at Fairhope Brewing Company, one of our participating sponsors. And big thank you to Brian and Jim and the whole crew for having us out there yesterday. What a great time. Also, thank you to the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, folks at Bayside, for putting on the meet and greet for the candidates for Baldwin County that I got to be part of last night. Thank you to them for doing that. And speaking of the politic in here. Mm-hmm. Coming up on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, that's the 30th at 8 o'clock, in studio and live debate between AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne and the Democrat challenger Robert Kennedy Jr. If you got questions, make sure to get them in either on the text line or direct email to Dalton or myself, D-A-L-T-O-N at fmtalk1065.com and Sean, S-E-A-N at fmtalk1065.com. Send those questions in. It'll be live debate. I know the only one in the state of Alabama at a congressional level going on is the one right here on this show.
I am so looking forward to that debate.
Going to be good stuff. So we've got that coming up on Tuesday. And yeah, the Ultimate Tailgate Prize giveaway, we got a couple more weeks in this. But remember, you can go to the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, Bailey's TV, Carrot Patch, and of course Fairhope Brewing Company. Get your name in the registration box once per day, and then have that shot at winning $6,000 worth of prizes. And somebody is. I mean, we are a local company, local radio, local broadcast company. Our contests all go on right here at home. That means somebody in our area will win the prize every time.
Much, much better odds than either the Mega Millions or Powerball. Right. You have a one in however many entries were filled out.
That's right. So get in on that contest as well. Get some lines around the block for that. Coming back, we'll talk football, of course, on Football Friday with Phil Savage. Also, if you get a chance, if your phone rings with people trying to solicit you on your phone all day long, Dalton's got a tested app he's using to block them. We'll talk about that as well. It's all straight ahead.